Welcome back to the Federal Security Spotlight on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Tom Temin, and today we're talking with Philip Porras. He's a program manager with the Stanford Research Institute, and we're talking about a new product called Bot Hunter. Phil, tell us a little bit about the background. How did this program come to be in terms of the sponsorship? I understand there was a government component to wanting this thing to be developed.
Yes, Bot Hunter was developed under a program called the Cyber Threat Analytics Program. It's a research grant under the U.S. Army Research Office. The Army Research Office is part of the Army Research Laboratory, so there are the various DoD branches do independent research in information security, and the U.S. Army uses the Army Research Labs and, of course, the Army Research Office.
What problem were they trying to solve?
Well, the U.S. Army, as well as just the U.S. military in general, has a lot of trouble with internet malware. They have very high security networks. They are very well protected, but still, those networks get infiltrated with internet malware, as well as very highly targeted malware, nation state level malware. But Bot Hunter is one of those tools that that they're actually using to recognize just the wide variety of internet malware that's on the network.
Okay, so they came to SRI and they said, we need this thing. Now that it exists, what form is it in? I mean, is it something that is available to buy, or what's the plan to get this into more hands?
Bot Hunter is available on the internet for free. Anyone can download it. Anyone can use it. They can get the subscription service for the periodic malware threat intelligence updates. They get all that for free as part of running Bot Hunter. And what we're trying to do with Bot Hunter is promote this kind of research in recognizing malware in many different clever ways, through network monitoring, through these advanced correlation algorithms. And so we're trying to gain experience and get user bases to contribute information that allows us to become better at recognizing malware. So the entire package and all of the supporting material that we provide is completely free to the public. Anyone can download it and use it.
Okay, and just tell us briefly where people can go to take a look at this thing, and we will have that link on our website at federalnewsradio.com.
They can go to www.bothunter.net, and Bot Hunter is available on Windows XP, Mac OS, FreeBSD, Linux, and we even have a self-booting CD-ROM, so you can burn the ISO image onto a CD, and you can turn any Intel platform into a Bot Hunter platform.
Okay, getting back to the idea of it being free, very often free software on the internet, the people that put it out are looking for help and feedback from users, almost like the Linux model. Is that the case for Bot Hunter? Are you looking for ways to improve it from people that are early deployers of it?
Yes, as a matter of fact, one of the things we're able to do with Bot Hunter is part of the agreement for being able to pull down the threat intelligence into Bot Hunter from SRI is that you're also willing to share back to us information about infections that you recognize inside of your networks. So we'll anonymize these infection profiles so it doesn't reveal anything about your network, and then you could securely through an encrypted channel and even through Tor, the onion routing protocol, if you don't even want your address tracked by us, which we don't track anyway, you can feed bot profiles back into our repository. So we are actually now actively collecting lots of different infection profiles about various systems that are attacking and controlling machines around the internet. And that repository of information is something that we also data mine to learn where new threats are coming from, different threat patterns, and who's controlling them.
Well, I think the obvious question is, what about bad guys in China, Russia, wherever they might be located? What if they download it and it's anonymous and you don't track where it's going or where answers are coming from? How do you keep them out of the party, because they could use it to thwart it or to
Absolutely.
Give you information that could cause you to modify it in a way that actually helps them?
Well, anyone who's developing a security product, whether you're an antivirus vendor or an intrusion detection vendor, or even us developing a free version of Bot Hunter, we're going to have bad guys who are deployed into their own environments and then test and try to create malware to get around it, try to create exploits that will circumvent detection. So we completely recognize that. Bot Hunter is run continuously on the internet, SRI itself runs an environment that allows itself to get infected hundreds and hundreds of times by the latest internet malware. And Bot Hunter has to try to recognize those infections. So we have a site that actually Bot Hunter protects. And what we're looking for are situations where on a given day, Bot Hunter is not able to detect large numbers of a given new strain of malware. And then when we recognize that, we'll modify Bot Hunter, and it's going to be a continual arms race to keep Bot Hunter up to date, as well as the bad guys trying to evade systems like Bot Hunter.
I mean,
recognize we're in an arms race.
Yeah, I was going to say there's really no end to this battle with the bad guys. There's no definitive solution that we'll ever get. So I guess it sounds like the proper model that we should get used to is that we're always going to have to be updating, always going to have to try to leapfrog one step ahead of them.
Yes, and of course, one way we're able to do this is, of course, if bad guys are going to develop tools to propagate across the internet, then we're going to be there listening and coaxing them to infect us, so that we can then apply our own skills to try to recognize and what's new and how are they getting around and circumventing our techniques to track them.
Okay, so what's ahead for Bot Hunter? What do you expect to do, say, in the next year with it?
Well, we're building a pretty good user base. We have tens of thousands of users already, and we are collecting a pretty vibrant knowledge base of infection profiles. As a research group, we're going to continue running and making Bot Hunter available. We're also quite interested in developing the high-speed version, so we're working with some very good companies, working with companies like Cisco and a few other vendors that are developing very high-speed versions of Bot Hunter as well.
Okay, well, again, we'll have that website so that you can get Bot Hunter at our website, federalnewsradio.com. We've been talking with Phil Porras of the Stanford Research Institute. That's about all the time we have, but we want to thank you for being with us and sharing news about this new tool, and we thank you for listening. I'm Tom Temin, and this has been the Federal Security Spotlight on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.